to the Vancouver mixtape. It's the Sweet Pomelos, a track called Walk With You, from a very fun album called Gavin's Special Album.
I love that.
Which is an EP from the Sweet Pomelos.
A pomelo is a citrus fruit, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like an orange, but... Yeah.
Are they sweet? I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They're, you know, like sweet and sour and, you know, whatever. Citrusy. Anyway, before that was a new track from... a track from the new Noreen Braun record, Journey Towards Wholeness. That one was Quest Before Me. And we kick that set off with Dominate by the Planchettes. Some cool rock music for you to kick off the set.
Classic rock and roll.
Classic rock and roll. Not capital C classic rock and roll, but some lowercase c classic rock music. And we're just going to keep things rolling with a band that is originally from not here, that is originally from an island off the coast of a continent, and not Vancouver Island. No, I'm talking about the United Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
For the band B-Bomb, who are kind of like a twee punk adjacent band, which, I think is kind of... appropriate, because Jamie, we're gonna go see a twee punk adjacent band from the UK in Seattle tomorrow.
I love twee punk adjacent bands.
It's, you know what, it's strange, but so do I. And so we're gonna hear this track from B-Bomb, and you're gonna listen to it with us, and you're gonna enjoy it a lot. It's called Heat Death. It's from the record What Do People Do All Day? What Do People Do All Day? Right? That's a good British accent. Anyway, Heat Death. Telephone Game by Lauren Kay from a record called Feels Like Home, which is a concept record about Ether, a young person struggling with dysphoria and self-acceptance in a small town who seeks solace online, and then everything changes when they become entangled in a manipulative internet relationship that tears their whole world apart.
That's such a 2020s like narrative.
Yeah, unlike the album art for this track, which is a whole bunch of flip phones superimposed on a picture of the world's largest LAN party that features way more shirtless dudes than I would have imagined a LAN party to feature.
It must be just so hot in that room.
All those computers going?
Oh, so hot.
Holy moly.
Does Telephone Game, like, how close does Telephone Game to be hyperpop, be considered hyperpop? The vocals aren't there, but, like, on what percentage
else,
hyperpop would you?
I would say that the drums are there, the sort of like
the
rock through a filter, through the filter of like rock built in a DAW. Mm. Yeah, I think that's essentially hyperpop, and you up the tempos. Vocals a little bit different, but you know, everything's a little different, but it's not self-identified as hyperpop, so... we'll call it Indietronica, Industrial Noise Rock, Experimental Rock, Indie Rock, Alternative Rock, Rock, Experimental, Alternative, Vancouver. Those are all the self-determined genre tags. So
it is definitely Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I said, Feels Like Home is the record by Lauren Kay. You can check out the whole thing on Bandcamp. It's great. That track you heard was The Telephone Game. Before that, you heard What? What? W-U-T? From their upcoming record, Mingling with Thorns, that was Talking to Strangers. And the set was kicked off by Heat Death from B-Bomb, our twee punk British Isles band of the day. And, Jamie, I was trying to explain the concept twee to a coworker the other day, and I had a really hard time. If I were to put you on the spot and say, define twee.
Faster, like just a touch too quick.
Just a touch too
quick. Everything is just like a touch too frantic while still being like fun.
Okay. Because there is another definition.
Tell me.
So, because people could also describe, so we talked about B-Bomb being a little twee. We talked about Los Campesinos being twee. You listener might not know who Los Campesinos are, but they have a xylophone, and the singer sings really fast, and they play fast, and they have sort of like charming, deceptively positive vibes. But someone might also describe the films of Wes Anderson as twee.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And so our dictionary definition is excessively or affectedly quaint, pretty, or sentimental.
Yeah, that's definitely Wes Anderson, and definitely, I think B-Bomb fits into that.
Yeah, it's there's just quaint. Like, it's sort of like cute adjacent, I would say.
Yeah, it feels a little patronizing to describe someone as twee. It's one of those labels that I'm sure somebody that is described as twee
hates.
Would actively try to get away from.
Absolutely. okay, well, that's enough on definitions, I think. Let's move on to, actually another track whose title at least kind of fits into that whole flip phones and LAN parties era. We're talking about the band Smush, which is not Smoosh. Different.
No, different.
Different.
Great word.
Is a new-ish local band, a three-piece, who recorded their new record, If You Were Here, I'd Be Home Now, at the Noise Floor. So you know it's going to sound great.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to this record for the first time today, front to back, and was just really, really blown away by the sort of shoegaze, indie noise rock of Smush. And we're going to hear a track called Lizzie McGuire by Smush. Thrown back to those LAN parties and flip phones.
Mm.
It's really good. So enjoy.